Hello dear listeners, James here. I'm at St Pancras Station in central London, waiting the arrival of my friend Nick, with whom I'm going to be going to a wedding this afternoon. Wedding's at 3. Unfortunately, his train's been delayed, so I'm stuck here for a little while he finally gets here from Sandy. It's going to be an interesting day. Probably the fifth wedding I've been to this year. This is the wedding of my former boss. I'm actually being invited as a plus one to Nick because it's a second wedding and it's a small event, and unfortunately there wasn't really space to invite the whole family. But it's good to be able to go. I'm dressed up in me finery. I have my suit on, and underneath my suit I have a jumper, because I believe in the More Jumpers at Weddings campaign, which is rather awkward because the train, the rattly old first Crapital Connects train that took me down here, was warm and I had to stand up the whole way. But I'm here now and ready to go. It's actually, the wedding's going to be just outside Hampton Court. Well, the station we're going to is Hampton Court, which is near Hampton Court Palace, of course, the former home of Henry VIII, who was who had certainly more wives than my former boss, so far. That's going to be strange because it's just a stone's throw away from where I used to live in Sunbury-on-Thames. In fact, I was looking at it on Google Maps and I could see the road I used to live on, and it was 3 months of my life that I remember, but not particularly fondly. It's an interesting part of the world because it's very much the commuter belt, and doesn't really appeal to me at all. Luton is very much earthier, and I have affection for it in a way that I didn't have with this place. So yes, they've certainly chosen a good day for it. Once again, the weather's spectacularly sunny, if a little bit cool, just how you want it really, especially considering I've heard that there is the S word predicted for a couple of weeks' time. Plenty of time for that. Thank you very much. I wanted to say thank you very much to Simon Toon, who's been on Audioboo and recorded a message in response to my previous Audioboo. Thank you. I got offered the job, and now I have a weekend to consider the offer they've made. It's a tricky one. I was put in mind of my dear dad, who never went beyond a sergeant in the army, and never went, in fact, beyond a constable in the police, despite being incredibly capable and worthy of much more, simply because he was happy doing a fairly straightforward job extremely well. And I think I'm not an ambitious person, and I'm not as much of an achiever as, in fact, the guy I'm going to the wedding of, who, when I first knew him, was my boss back in commercial radio, and is now very senior in a business in just 10 years. And he's not long past 30, which is remarkable, really. I'm completely the opposite, and so this will be the first proper promotion I've had, the first kind of elevation beyond the ground staff. The offer isn't great because the money's not there to be able to do anything with it, but it also offers an opportunity to stick more on my CV. I can kind of mould the role to what I wish, bearing in mind it's a whole team that's going to be assembled around me of some very junior managers, if you like. So the potential's there, but I've got to decide whether or not I want the relative comfort and familiarity of what I'm doing now, or elements of what I'm doing now moved on, because you can't help, when you take a senior role, getting involved in the bigger picture stuff. So I'll be taking some of that with me, but obviously dropping quite a lot of the day-to-day technical stuff. Added to that, the fact that my position probably wouldn't be replaced if I were to take the role, therefore I wouldn't have a me on my team, if that makes sense, which obviously someone else recruited would have. Does that make sense? Kind of. I made all this clear to my prospective boss, and he's going to get the offer to me in writing, and all I'm going to do is write back to him with what I think the offer should be, and if we can find some common ground, we'll be all right. It's not about the money. It's about the job satisfaction, it's about work-life balance, and it's about getting what I want and what the business wants out of me. So, as I wait for Nick to arrive, I shall close and enjoy the relative peace despite the crowds of St Pancras Station. And of course the free Wi-Fi they've got here. Have a lovely weekend and I shall speak to you soon. Bye-bye.